Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
And this is Jonathan Healy filling in this morning for Joe Lynam. 6:44 is the time right now. It is a very busy week because we have International Women's Day on Friday. It's also Local Enterprise Week, where we're celebrating startups, and those startups, if they're really successful, go on then to work with Enterprise Ireland. And a lot of those businesses are being founded by women. €100 million was invested by venture capital firms in Irish female founders in 2023. New figures have come out from Enterprise Ireland and PitchBook this morning. Jenny Melia is Executive Director of Enterprise Ireland. Good morning, Jenny.
Morning, Jonathan.
I mean, this is just an incredibly good story and indicates a remarkable turnaround whereby, you know, we have got female founders who are not only taking the risk and going out on their own, but actually succeeding.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's such a huge uplift, you know, compared to 10 or 12 years ago when 7% of our high potential startup units were led by female founders. And last year in 2023, that had increased to 31%. So we have a brilliant event running in Enterprise Ireland this morning. Delighted to have the event opened by Minister Carol McNeill. And this is essentially all around funding the future for women-led businesses, you know, and for our client companies that are on the funding journey to hear from founders who have gone ahead of them on that funding journey and to learn about their experiences and how they went about it. So we're delighted to have speakers from three great client companies, Hostel World, Shorla and Exocean, and delighted to be joined by colleagues right across our VC and our funding community. And as part of the event then this morning, we're launching the next phase of our partnership with our colleagues in the Irish Venture Capital Association. And this is the Road to Investment Programme, basically working with female founders now over 2024 to prepare them for that investment journey with VCs, to make more connections into the investment community and to help them build their business network.
I have to say that, you know, obviously I do a lot of interviews with business founders and business owners. COVID seems to have been a driver here, where people were at home and they had time and they may have pursued that idea that was floating in their head. And I think it, I mean, was COVID ultimately the great leveler when it comes to startups, that, you know, we gave women time to do things, and as a result, we've seen these brilliant businesses grow?
Well, look, COVID was certainly, you know, very disruptive in both ways, in terms of, you know, challenges for some companies and creating opportunities for others. I mean, like, it has totally shaken up, you know, how we work, how we use technology and so on. And absolutely, you know, we have seen more female founders and more founders in general coming through, more founders coming through in sustainability, you know, companies that are putting forward solutions that will address climate change. And it's great to see female founders coming through there. But before COVID, we would have taken a real interest in driving our women in business agenda, launched our strategy back in 2020. And that was really, you know, that was really very much about looking at what we could do in terms of adding more fuel and more power to the economy. We totally believe you need a very, very strong entrepreneurial ecosystem to drive a strong economy. And part of that was really, I think, what would I say, engaging or making use of all of the talent available to us. So that was essentially the thinking behind our Women in Business strategy. And, you know, we put targets and we put actions in place to both encourage more female founders into the entrepreneurial community, to encourage the ambition that's needed to grow those high potential startups, those companies that are export led from the get go, but also to put activities in place to drive leadership development across our older and more established companies, and so that we see more women, you know, in the middle management teams, in the C-suite, and, you know, going on then to become, you know, CEOs of those companies. And we take a real interest in driving that through our flagship Leadership for Growth programme.
Okay, well, we wish you the best luck with the event today. Jenny Melia, Executive Director of Enterprise Ireland, thank you for joining us on Breakfast Business. Interestingly, Ireland ranking third in Europe, according to these figures. We are behind Estonia and Iceland. Then it's ourselves, the UK and Switzerland. So it is an area that Ireland is doing particularly well in. And bear in mind, these are venture capitalists. They don't give money away for nothing. You have to prove that you have an idea and it is worthwhile. So credit to all those female founders today on the achievements that they have made today. We look forward to hearing more of their stories in the years ahead.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.